We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
State Farm Insurance knows that understanding and investing in our cultural identity is paramount in protecting our future. We know what it's like to go from nothing to something, to wish that we had better financial literacy when we were younger. Luckily, State Farm is here to help with funding programs like Project Ready, which is committed to education achievement and has already awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to Black and Brown youth since 2021. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
All right, so there we were, cruising through the new open-air zoo, when I realized that the park was closing in like 15 minutes. Luckily, we were in my Nissan Rogue. With its powerful V6 turbo engine, well, we had time to see all the animals.
Whoa! And outrun a few!
Drive the Nissan Rogue.
Envy, Angela Yee, and Charlamagne the God.
Wake that ass up. The Breakfast Club is on
right now.
I am feeling blessed. I'm talking to the Breakfast Club this morning.
Okay.
I love coming here. I'm never not going to come here. You guys are good to me. In return, I'm always going to be good to you.
A lot of people in the hip-hop generation, the Breakfast Club is where people get the information on the topics, on the artists, and everything like that. In that aspect, radio is still important.
The Breakfast Club.
When my name come up, respect it.
Good morning, USA! Yo!
Good morning, Angela Yee.
Good morning, DJ MV.
Charlamagne the God.
Peace to the planet, it's Monday! What's happening? Good morning.
That's crazy, yo.
What's crazy, yo?
Gas prices shoot to over $5. You don't drive to work today? Huh?
It cost me $100 to fill up my gas tank last week. I had to drive back from what's that place? Oh, Wildwood, New Jersey, yesterday because my daughter had a cheerleading competition. I'm a cheer dad.
I stayed there 1 year after the prom. We went to Wildwood.
Mm-hmm. That's horrible. I want better for you.
Yeah. Okay. We were in high school.
All right. That's where all the kids, if you lived in New York, New Jersey, after the prom, y'all went to Wildwood.
Yeah, everybody went to Wildwood.
Yeah, but you're not going to get a 5-star.
I haven't been there since.
But, you know, it's where everybody went.
But still, it was fun.
It's cool. I like Cape May. We stayed in Cape May. But, yeah, I'm a cheer dad. I'm a full-blown cheer dad. And I don't know why those cheer competitions don't think about parents who have lives.
No.
And even the kids who got school on Monday morning. There's no reason for us to be leaving no cheer competition at 9-something at night, but whatever.
If your daughter's team does well, that's usually when they leave the latest, because, you know,
it's the same as basketball. There's no such thing as the team not doing well, because everybody gets a trophy, okay? They start from sixth place to the national champion, all right? So 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and then the national championship. I'm like, all right, man. Just give everybody a participation trophy who didn't win, and let's get out of here.
You know, I'm not gonna lie.
I hate participation trophies, by the way.
You know, I'm not gonna lie. I got an email the other day. It was like, Mr. Casey, would you mind coaching your daughter's soccer, or would you rather
you
just sponsor
soccer?
A team? Which one you think I did? I sponsored the team. I know nothing about soccer. Nothing about football. No. I have no clue, no
football.
Idea.
Did you see that big fight over the weekend?
Was it in soccer?
At the game? Yes.
I don't know. I don't watch
when
soccer.
When I tell you, people died. It was like a melee.
Really? No, I don't
know. You know what's so crazy about that? Hmm? I saw the headline and didn't even click on it.
Because it was soccer.
Oh my gosh, it was hard to watch. Everybody was on the field. They were going crazy.
I don't know. I know they like the players make a lot of money if they're pretty good, but I know nothing about it. I don't know. I know one time my son kicked another kid and it was a penalty. I have no idea. I don't know anything about soccer. I have no clue.
Because it's not It's not big in America, that's correct. Why. I mean, it is the biggest sport in the world, correct. But it's just not big here. In America.
Yeah,
but,
so I feel like it's getting a lot of traction lately, though.
It is.
Yeah, it's getting a lot of traction.
So I just sponsored
it. I haven't been saying that since the days of David Beckham. Didn't David Beckham play in America?
He did.
For a second?
He did play in America for a second. I think the LA Galaxy, or is that a WNBA team?
Okay. Man, shut up, man.
I can remember.
I actually randomly went to a soccer match because one of my friends, Sarah Vivan, she actually works for a marketing company. So when she came to New York, I went to the game with her. It was fun.
Mm. Yeah, the Sparks is the LA Sparks WNBA the team.
Yeah.
I don't know who the Galaxy is.
It is the Galaxy.
It is a soccer club, actually.
It is the Galaxy.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's get the show cracking. DaBaby will be joining us this morning.
Hey.
Oh, man. DaBaby with his canceled controversial ass. He'll be up here this morning.
Yeah, we're going to kick it with
Charlotte, North Carolina's on. Mm-hmm. I know people are already mad at us for that one, but hey, who cares?
All right. Well, let's start it off. Front page news, what are we talking about?
Well, let's talk about WNBA star Brittany Griner and some information that's come out over the weekend about her perhaps being used as leverage over the United States.
All right. We'll get into that next. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Let's get in some front page news. Now, shout out to LeBron. I see LeBron score 56 the other night against the Warriors after losing to the Clippers. But he busted ass in the Warriors, so congratulations to LeBron. Now, what else we got, Yeezy?
All right, well, let's talk about Brittany Griner. She has been held since last month. She was arrested at an airport near Moscow after Russian authorities searched her luggage and allegedly they found vape cartridges. And they said that those vape cartridges contained hashish oil. So they issued a statement on Saturday from Russia saying that they have opened a criminal investigation into the large-scale transportation of drugs. And they're saying in Russia that could carry a prison sentence of up to 10 years.
Damn.
Now, here is what the U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken had to say.
There's only so much I can say given privacy considerations at this point. Let me just say more generally, whenever an American is detained anywhere in the world, we, of course, stand ready to provide every possible assistance.
Wow, that must be really tough to have to deal with right now. And her wife, Brittany Griner's wife, has thanked fans for their support during Russia. She posted, "Thank you to everyone who has reached out to me regarding my wife's safe return from Russia. Your prayers and support are greatly appreciated. I love my wife wholeheartedly, so this message comes during one of the weakest moments of my life. I understand that many of you have grown to love Brittany Griner over the years and have concerns and want details. Please honor our privacy as we continue to work on getting my wife home safely."
Mm. Yeah, I wonder if they kept it quiet the last couple of weeks because they didn't want folks in Russia to really know who she is, because from what I saw yesterday on CNN, her lawyers and team knew she was locked up for the past couple of weeks, and they was working behind the scenes to get her out. But they probably thought if they blow it up to the media and let folks know she's somebody, then Russia will want to keep her.
Right, and they're saying that they don't expect a speedy resolution if Russia is trying to use Brittany Griner for bargaining purposes. So let's pray for her to get back safely.
And I will say this, if you are traveling out the country, you definitely check where you're going, because a lot of rules and laws in America is way different over there. I know even like in Dubai, if you get caught with a little bit of weed or anything like that, they're giving you a lot of time. It's not like, oh, they smack you in the hand, they smack your hand, or 30 days or even a year. No, 15 years, 20 years they're trying to give people.
Well, we don't even know if she really for real had that on her. You know what I'm saying? So
I'm just telling people who do travel, a lot of times people like to travel with their little smoke with them sometimes when they go on vacation. Just be extra careful when you travel outside this country.
And gas has hit $4 a gallon for the first time since 2008. That's the highest level since then. And that's all because of Russia's attack on Ukraine. They're saying that the record high is likely to fall any day now, though. They said the daily weekend increases are larger than any one-day jump in prices since Hurricane Katrina. And so,
I told y'all that last week, though. I mean, for anybody who, you know, thinks what's going on over there is going to affect you here in America, that's definitely one of the ways that it's going to impact you. Gas prices shot up, food prices going to shoot up, and on top of the inflation that we're already experiencing, Lord, have mercy.
All right, and Stoli Vodka, they have done a rebranding, because that's a Russian vodka, and a lot of people are boycotting anything that is associated with Russia and refusing to put their money towards that. But the maker of Stoli Vodka actually was exiled from Russia back in 2000 because of his opposition to Putin. So even though that liquor has long been marketed as a Russian vodka, its production facilities have been outside of there since 2000. So now they are now taking Russia out of their marketing and just Stoli Vodka. But they did say in the U.S. less than 1% of vodka consumed is produced in Russia.
Yeah, I thought all, you know, that's so crazy. I thought all vodka was Russian. Like, I thought vodka was a Russian beverage. I had no idea until Tito's came along.
Yeah, more than half of all vodka that we consume domestically is actually made in the U.S.
Wow.
All right.
Never knew that.
That is your front page news.
All right. Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you need to vent, phone lines are wide open again. 800-585-1051. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Hello, who's this?
How you doing, DJ Envy? This is Merrill.
Good morning, sir. Everything. Good morning. Get it off
good
your
morning,
chest.
Good morning. Hey, listen, I want to talk about that Brittany Griner situation, man. You know, I think this is more of an indictment on a WNBA than anything, because there's no way that their star players should have to be going overseas to make extra money to make ends meet, man.
You're right.
That's what this is all about. You understand what I'm saying? You know, let's talk about some equity. I know we talk about that for a long time when it talks about sports athletes and, you know, the money that they generate. But come on, man. There's no way that she should have to go over there to, you know, make ends meet. And she's a star over here. Now, as far as a bargaining chip, I love Brittany Griner. But if that's the best that Russia can do, Lord have mercy, we're in trouble. Well, you understand what I'm saying?
Hey, also, too, that's a bit disingenuous when people say that about the WNBA and NBA. It really boils down to revenue and profits.
It
like,
does.
You say it's an indictment. You say it's an indictment of the WNBA. It's actually an indictment of consumers.
Right.
They don't support the WNBA. How many people own season tickets to WNBA games? As many women are in the world, they should be at those games, and those games should be filled every game.
But Charlamagne, hold on a minute, right? When you got the New York Liberty talking, when the WNBA is trying to find the New York Liberty because they're trying to treat their professional players professionally.
Nah, it makes sense
crazy.
Though, brother. It makes sense because what they're saying is a lot of owners can't afford to fly their girls private. So if the Liberty is flying their women private, that gives them an advantage, right? Because if you had a chance, if you had a WNBA player, wouldn't you want to play for the Liberty if they fly you private and they treat you better? So they got to put everybody on the same playing level. That's why they were fine.
Listen, no, we're talking about billionaires. We're not talking about just millionaires that own these teams, these clubs. These are billionaires, man. They
well,
got money.
To be clear, Joe and Clara Tsai from the who own the WNBA Liberty, they thought they figured out a way to get everybody free flights for 3 years, and other owners still said no.
Because these owners don't want to pay. They don't want to pay. Come on. If you're a business owner, you're trying to cut your bottom line.
Right, that's true.
If you're talking about...
How many WNBA games you been to, brother?
Exactly. If you're talking about business, financial inequity start with us, the consumers.
How many WNBA games you went to, and how many WNBA jerseys do you own?
I've been to many WNBA games. I'm going to tell you why.
You're and lying.
I'm not lying, Charlamagne. I've known a WNBA player since she was in middle school. So, she played for the Liberty. So I'm going to leave it there. So I understand and I know what they're going through. You understand? I'm not just speaking as no casual fan.
So let me ask you a question. Because you're a businessman. You do understand that the pay disparity starts with revenue and profits, right? Because I know when you was at that game wasn't sold out.
No. At the Garden for a Liberty game, especially when they went to Westchester. See, I know what I see.
Okay, he's right. I've been to Liberty games at the Garden that have been
lit. You understand what I'm saying?
Lit.
So the thing about it is that, yes, we do. It is a lot of, it has to deal with revenue and profit. You understand what I'm saying? And how people look at the game for it being, you know, it's a girls' game, it's boring. I'm a girl's dad. My daughter played ball. You understand what I'm saying? So I understand the nuance of the game. You get me? But the thing about it is that, unfortunately, these girls have to go overseas to make their ends meet because they're not making enough money to support themselves.
But they're not making money because they're not generating enough revenue and profits. Like the WNBA generates $60 million in revenue every season, but it costs $70 million to run the league. So they're losing $10 million a year. That's a consumer problem.
I get what he's saying, but we have to support it. If we want to change that, we have to go to the games. We have to buy the jerseys.
Yes.
We have to support these women. Other than that, it's just talk. Because at the end of the day, this is
it's
business.
Just talk.
It's just business. It is business. And nobody wants to lose when they're investing that much in business. So to make sure, like, that's, you know, why did the Liberty leave the Garden? You know, go to Westchester. You know what I mean? It's business. You know what I mean? So we have to support these women, you know? And I'm not going to lie. I'm a girl dad, too. My daughters play basketball. But, you know, have I invested like I invested in the NBA? No, I haven't. And maybe I need to do more. And maybe I will.
Bruh, the NBA generates $8.76 billion in revenue a year. The NBA. The WNBA generates $60 million. People got to start watching these games more so they can get big TV deals. People got to start showing up to these games. You got to start buying the merchandise. It really starts with the consumer.
Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you need to vent, hit us up now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Women who break barriers, top the charts, and inspire the world. Download the free iHeartRadio app today and discover music, radio, and podcasts you'll love.
Power 105.1.
Something on your mind, let it out.
Hello, who's this?
It's James from Spring Valley.
What's up, bro? Get off your chest.
I just wanted to say, man, I feel like there's a whole lot of stress going on in the world right now with the gas prices going up, with Russia going on. But I feel like a year ago, 2 years ago, some spicy tweets wasn't that bad. Like, I still had money in my pocket. Things wasn't that good, but I feel like Trump was still running the country a little bit better than what's going on right now.
Oh, all right, thank you.
I mean, I can't argue with him as far as that is concerned. I don't know enough about it. I don't even remember what gas prices were when Trump was in office. I know they wasn't over $4.
No, they were lower. But I mean, different situation, different time. Hello, who's this?
What's up, Envy?
Hey, Trav.
Hey, y'all. Hey, my girl. What's
hey, up? Boo. Up, hey, Trav.
Peace,
hey,
Trav. What's happening?
Charlamagne. Okay.
What's up,
sis? Don't act like that. Listen, I was going to talk about something that really triggered me this weekend, y'all. And I had to preface my statement with this. It doesn't matter who tweeted it. It don't matter if it was a man or a woman. But I just have to say, people need to stop disrespecting J. Cole. People
I seen that.
Who disrespected J. Cole?
A black man. Say it again.
Who disrespected J. Cole?
It's this viral tweet that went out talking about something. If J. Cole is your favorite rapper, that's how they know that you're not their type. So if you can't appreciate a black man that's always putting black women first, putting black culture on the highest pedestal, strategically crafting intelligent wordplay with metaphors that hit above the surface and lyricism, then who can you appreciate?
I guess that's not the space she's in right now.
First of all, Trav, like, why do you care? You're not no woman's type, Trav. Trav, you're
facts.
Not any woman's type.
What are you talking? Who said anything about a woman?
It was a woman who tweeted that.
You said that. You
it
said
was a woman who tweeted that.
It doesn't matter if it was a woman. I said, let's take gender out of it. That's how this feels.
No.
Leave J. Cole alone.
Trav, bye. You're gay. I just want to remind you of that this morning.
I wonder if Trav ever met J. Cole. Do we know if Trav ever, he never met J. Cole?
I don't know, but y'all got to stop letting one person's opinion on social media disturb y'all soul that way.
Hello, who's this?
Yo, it's Marco.
Marco, get it off your chest.
Yo, I just wanted to promote some stuff going on in my city. I'm out here in Jacksonville.
Duval!
You already know. Working with Sleepy Razzle, We All We Got, in the Union, the United Union. You look them up on you're gonna look them up on Instagram and YouTube. I mean,
you don't Instagram sound that enthused, bro. You like you're not selling me to go check them out. You can look them up on Instagram and Facebook and MySpace and Black Play. You don't sound enthused, bro.
Well, no, that's my man. That's my peoples. We doing a bunch of shows. I got one April 1st. The Who Fool Who?
Who what?
Here in Jacksonville.
All right. Well, shout out to you, brother. Keep doing your thing.
Envy.
Yes, sir.
You and Yee had checked out my beatbox remix.
Okay.
I didn't say nothing though, man.
Your beatbox remix?
Yeah.
Do it now.
Play it right now.
I don't remember your beatbox remix. I'll be honest with you, but I'll Google it and check it out, man. And shout out to everybody in Duval. I do.
He's such a liar.
Nah, I mean, he sent it to me. I don't have it now. What am I going to do?
You're going to Google it.
But I do Club Heaven once a month out in Duval. Shout out to my family over there at Club Heaven. Great venue in Duval.
Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. Now we got rumors on the way.
Yes, and let's talk about the box office over the weekend. The Batman. Let's talk about those numbers.
That's the one you had to pay extra to see?
In certain, yes, I think it was in the AMC theaters.
Goodness gracious. Gas prices up.
I mean, it's Batman.
Prices up. Everything prices up.
It is Batman, though. It's Batman. And, you know, I said those big events like Batman, you're probably going to have to pay a little more to go to theaters to see him nowadays.
All right. Rumors up next. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
We're welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give us his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. CJ will be bringing his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show as well to give their unfiltered accounts of what really goes on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
State Farm Insurance gets it. Representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. State Farm understands and wants to help protect our communities by investing in our future, building off the hard work our parents have done before us. We all are looking to create generational wealth so that our families and generations behind us have a better starting point than we did. That begins with financial literacy. State Farm helps fund programs like Project Ready, a National Urban League program committed to the educational achievement of Black and Brown youth. To date, participants have been awarded over $11 million in scholarships offers as a direct result of contributions from State Farm. At Eating While Broke, we hear inspiring rags-to-riches stories on each episode from our guests, but with State Farm, you can begin to write your own success story. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Do y'all watch Storage Wars by any chance?
I haven't seen it in a while.
Never heard of it.
Storage Wars, just briefly, is where they people forget to pay their storage units.
And
so they bid on, people get to bid on the
and
storage
you don't know what you might get.
Exactly. Somebody got Flo Jo's cleats, the one that she won, the Olympic one where she broke the record. The guy just got that this weekend. He just happened to buy that storage unit, and inside of it was Flo Jo's cleats and all the memorabilia, like her doll and you know, the jacket, the medals, and all that. So he just won that. So that's going to be worth like
$300,000. That sounds like appropriate Papa and Mama programming. That sounds age appropriate. I'm glad your 40-plus-year-old ass is watching something like Storage Wars.
Nah.
That makes sense.
My kids watch it, too, because it teaches them how to invest in all
Because you got
stuff.
It on. Because you won't let them turn when your story's on.
Nah, they
You want to watch your stories? It's okay.
Nah, it's all about investing. And, you know, I love making money, but that's what it is. But anyway, let's get to the rumors. Let's talk Batman.
It's about time.
What's going on?
Rumor report. Rumor report.
This is the Rumor Report. Talk to him. With Angela Yee on The Breakfast Club.
Well, the Batman made $128 million in the box office. It's the second biggest pandemic debut. It got a lot of positive reviews, strong reception from ticket buyers, high levels of intrigue. A lot of people went to go see it at the international box office. It made $120 million from 74 overseas market, but they did pull the movie's release from Russia, by the way. So a lot of people have been embracing that movie.
It's not fair that they're charging more for Batman. That's not fair.
It's only in AMC theaters.
That's not fair.
To be clear, that's what they're
doing. You shouldn't
be
able to do that because the movie is highly anticipated. We're going to charge more? That's not right. That's not right.
Well, I think nowadays you're probably paying for... Yeah, and you're probably paying for more of the movie experience nowadays because so many of these movies come out on, you know, the streaming services. So if you're going to go to the theaters to see something like The Batman, they're probably charging you a little bit more for the experience.
I want box price. I don't want to pay over for it. It's like sneakers. I want box price. I ain't paying over for it.
I'm with you, especially when it's a DC movie. You know I don't support DC at all. Batman's probably the only DC thing that I can stomach.
Jeez.
All right, but...
Well, clearly a lot of people went to go see it, so... Mm-hmm. I guess it worked. So.
Ain't no Spider-Man, though. Spider-Man did 260 first weekend.
It definitely right? did.
Marvel, baby.
All right, now, let's talk about the Games Drink Champs interview, which did come out. It's a four-hour discussion. And one thing that went viral was the game saying that he's better than Eminem.
Eminem is Eminem, and I like Eminem. He's one of the... good MCs. Great MCs. Right. He raps fella. You know what I'm saying? Ficky, right. Ficky, Ficky. You do all that shit. I used to think Eminem was better than me.
So what you saying right
now? He not. He not. He's not. Hey, challenge it.
Game, you don't want to go versus against Eminem.
Yes, I do. What do you mean? Yeah, I do. What do you mean? So what you trying to say? Hey.
Now, he also doubled down on this afterward, and basically he was like, let's see. Let's go and get in the studio. Let's rap about it. Let's do something. Let's put something out. You know, him and Eminem. And then he said, even if a rapper was better than me, why would I ever say that another man is better than me at anything in life?
That's true.
He's right. I mean, it's an interesting conversation. Personally, I do like the game's music more than Eminem, personally. But Eminem is the biggest rapper of all time, right? So on paper, it doesn't sound like a great matchup. But when it comes to a matter of culture, that's a little bit closer than people think.
Versus.
If Eminem in the game was to go song for song, and the game can rap his ass off.
Yeah, song is verse to verse is different, but verses with catalog? Mm-hmm. Not catalog.
All right.
Game gets busy. If
the game
a song,
can rap his ass
he
off,
can rap
bro.
His ass, but verses is catalog.
But listen to what I just said. When it comes to a matter of culture, it's closer than people think. When you look at it on paper, it's not close at all, because Eminem's one of the biggest in the world. But when you're talking about culture, bro, you've played way more game songs in the club than Eminem, bro.
I've never played an Eminem song in the club.
Never.
Exactly.
What song would I play in the club? What Eminem song would I play?
That's my point.
Lose Yourself.
But you played How We Do. You played Wouldn't Get Far. You know what I mean?
Live Your Life.
I played Hit It Love. I never.
You played One Blood.
Absolutely. I've never played an Eminem song in the club. Never.
It's a little closer culture-wise than people think.
A game I have, but versus, you got catalog.
All right, now let's talk about College Hill. That reboot is in the works. You know, we've been discussing this also. But according to the Jasmine brand, they have exclusively reported that some of the people that will be on that show include NeNe Leakes, Lamar Odom, Ray J, Dream Doll, and Big Frida. So filming is currently underway, and this is going to follow celebrities that didn't attend or didn't finish college. It's being filmed at Texas Southern University.
That just sounds stupid.
What?
Well, yeah, what's the premise of College Hill?
College Hill was about
the celebrities.
College students, right?
Where did the celebrities fit in? Well, these are all.
These
are all people who didn't finish college or didn't go to college, so they're going to be attending school.
Yeah, I don't remember College Hill. So that was the premise of College Hill, that celebrities went back to school?
No, it wasn't.
This is a celebrity edition.
They should call it something else. But yeah, College Hill was based off students that went to college, and it was based off their life in college, the college experience.
And as y'all recall, some of them didn't even end up graduating because they were so busy filming. All right. Well, I'm Angela Yee, and that is your rumor report.
All right.
Doesn't that kind of take away from the college, though? Like, what shouldn't the emphasis be on the students and the school as opposed to the celebrities?
What, this particular reboot?
Yeah, what celebrities did you name
it? Yeah.
Again? You said Dream Doll. Who else?
I said Lamar Odom, Ray J, Big Frida, NeNe. I don't know. Maybe it'll encourage people to go back to college that haven't, or go to a HBCU and focus on that. Show that experience. Mm-hmm. Make people tune in. Who knows?
All right. Well, when we come back, we got front page news. What are we talking about?
Well, let's talk about security personnel at Joint Base Andrews in Maryland. Sunday night, Kamala Harris had arrived on the base, and they ended up having to arrest one person with a weapon while another is still at large.
All right. We'll get into that next. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Let's get in some front page news. Where are we starting, Yeezy?
Well, let's start with Kamala Harris, the vice president. She was in Maryland, and she was at Joint Base Andrews. She was there following a trip to Selma, Alabama, to mark the 57th anniversary of Bloody Sunday. And apparently, a few minutes after she arrived, there was an intruder that came afterward. They arrived around 9 p.m. She was there at 8:47. They failed to follow commands at the base's main gate. And they did find that that person had a weapon, and there's another person who still remains at large, according to a news release. So according to that release, yeah, they said the motive behind the incident was not immediately clear, but they did do a full sweep of the area, and they did find evidence indicating the second intruder departed the installation.
Doesn't that sound crazy that they were able to get that close to where the president, where the vice president is supposed to be, and they didn't only caught one person? They didn't catch the other
one? I'm telling you, man, they don't make Secret Service like they used to.
Goodness gracious.
All right, VP Kamala Harris was also calling for voting rights legislation as she walked across the bridge in Selma, Alabama to mark that 57th anniversary of Bloody Sunday. All right, and Andrew Cuomo, the former New York governor who resigned from office over sexual harassment allegations, has made his first public appearance since resigning. Mm-hmm. A lot of people believe that he does have a political comeback in his future. Here is what he had to say.
Last February, several women raised issues about my behavior. My behavior has been the same for 40 years in public life. You have seen me many, many times, and that has been my behavior. But that was actually the problem. Because for some people, especially younger people, there's a new sensitivity. No one ever told me. I made them feel uncomfortable. I never sensed that I caused anyone discomfort. I was trying to do the exact opposite. But I've been called old-fashioned, out of touch, and I've been told that my behavior was not politically correct or appropriate. I accept that.
Feels like he's not taking full accountability, but he did make this appearance at a church in Brooklyn.
I mean, it's obvious that someone had it out for Andrew Cuomo, though, because what he got ousted for, you have seen so many politicians moonwalk over those kind of allegations. Like, they can make stories like that as big or as small as they need to be. The last two presidents had those type of accusations, and it didn't stop them. So I can understand why, you know, from a political perspective, he would still feel like he got a future, and why he would probably still talk like that now.
Now, Andrew Cuomo has not said he's running for office, but he is still sitting on a multi-million dollar campaign war chest. He could use that money to go ahead and finance another run. All right. Well, that is your front page news.
All right. Thank you, Miss Yee. Now, when we come back, DaBaby will be joining us. We got a lot to talk to him about. So don't move. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
We're welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give us his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. CJ will be bringing his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show as well to give their unfiltered accounts of what really goes on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Seeing our communities grow and thrive is something we care deeply about here at Black Tech Green Money. State Farm Insurance also cares about the growth of black communities. They're actively investing in programs and initiatives that help provide financial literacy, give early career advice, and grow black-owned businesses, thus leading to generational wealth, which helps protect the future of our communities. We want to build a future that we all can be proud of. State Farm understands that representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. It also requires active sponsorship of programs like the AXO, a year-long program that recognizes and rewards high school students for their academic and cultural achievements, along with funding programs like Project Ready, a national Urban League program committed to educational achievement of black and brown youth that has awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to date. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and can have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
The Breakfast Club. Your mornings will never be the same.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. We got a special guest in the building.
Yes, sir. With his canceled ass.
Yeah, with my canceled ass. With my pretty chocolate canceled ass. What's going on? How y'all feeling, man?
Baby.
Long time no see.
Mm-hmm. How are you, my brother?
I'm blessed. I'm blessed,
I feel like
you know
I
what I'm saying? Yeah, we didn't see any. Yeah, we didn't bump into each other, you know what I'm saying, a few times. G. Out and about, I ain't running to the two great. Now, I ran into you recently, too. Mm-hmm. I ran into everybody. I ain't running into him. He the busy one. You know, I can't get close to
him. You know, Charlamagne a while, so.
You know what I'm saying? Right.
He'll call you.
Right. He getting to it. Nah, I've spoken with him, though, for sure. Yeah, in depth, you know what I mean? At the right times, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah, I've been blessed.
I know you're blessed, but are you
I'm feeling great. Especially right now, I'm feeling great, you know what I mean? You could have hollered at me about a month ago out of, I'm getting, you know, I'm getting, now, I'm feeling. You know, I'm good. I'm feeling great. We turned.
Why a month ago? What was going on?
Why
a month ago?
No. I mean, every day, you know, every day I get better. You know what I mean? Every day I take steps towards, you know what I'm saying? Where the I'm trying to go to.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, you the hollered at me. Yes, I'm doing better today than I was yesterday.
Tomorrow.
We're going up. You know what I'm saying? We're going up. How you feeling? How y'all feeling? Y'all good?
Good.
So Bless Black and Holly Favorite.
Let's start with the album. You got
Let's
album
do it.
Out.
Better Than You. Me and
Young
YB.
Boy, Never Broke Again, The Baby, Better Than
yes,
You.
Sir.
How did y'all get together? How did y'all decide to do this?
I mean, we really been locked in since the first time we worked. It was like top of 2020 when we did a Jump. He had reached out to me whenever we had spoke. It was a little bit before like the last time we had to go sit down and go to jail. Mm-hmm. And he like, let's do a project. What you think about doing a project? I'm like, it's whatever. Whenever we run into each other, you know, we knock it out. We do what we do. We start sending the songs back and forth. I went out there where he at, you know what I'm saying? It's like an hour or two away from where he at. It's like a ski resort, you know what I'm saying? Like one of the largest ski resorts and winter resorts in America.
That's in Utah, right?
Utah.
Yeah. So I took my kids out there, you know what I'm saying? My kids, my mama, my auntie, I mean, my nieces. You know what I mean? We sliding down the slopes.
You know how to ski?
Hell no. I did everything but ski. I wasn't trying to break my damn leg. I got shit to do.
You know, I think you can have more than one wife out there, right?
I don't know nothing about that.
What you mean? That might be the place for you, man.
I don't know nothing about that. Hello. But I don't know that. But, you know, I haven't looked into it, Charlamagne. You know what I'm saying? But nah, so, you know, the kids got to go out there and kick it. I got to run with them all day. And his engineer, he back and forth between me and him. We putting the pieces together.
Were you able to go to where he's staying? Or you
nah, you can't do that.
Okay.
You can't do that. Yeah, nah. I think his visit has got to be approved or something like that. You know what I'm saying?
You couldn't get approval.
I see you got two relationships with two different people than me. You got a strong relationship with Ye.
Yeah.
And then you got a strong relationship with 50.
That's my God.
How's both of those relationships and how did y'all get so close?
For sure. I mean, 50. I met 50. This had to be July. I was up here, we had did like a press then, like we invited a whole bunch of different outlets out, you know what I'm saying, to a private restaurant up here in New York. I had played them what was getting ready to be an album I was going to drop in August.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? But that, you know, all the Rolling Loud stuff, that happened in July. He told me, put up on him the next day. He was doing like a rehearsal for like one of the little concerts he be doing for like a series.
The premiere, the power premiere.
Power premiere at that time. They pulled me in the room where he was in the back before he went out. They was putting on his in-ear like that, so he was getting ready to go out. Ended up sitting there talking to me for like 2 hours. From that point on, you know what I mean? It's just been a genuine relationship, you know what I'm saying? He didn't, you know, put me in all types of rooms, gave me all types of, you know, opportunities here and there, but not even that, you know what I mean? Just keeping me under his wing, you know? A lot of this shit I done had to, you know, go through since I done popped this stuff. He done been done that, you know what I'm saying? So any advice or whatever I can give somebody like that, you know, it's advice I can...
Now he's a good brother.
I can really take heed to, you know what I'm saying? Because he done been through, a lot of people can give you advice, but they ain't really been through the type of so. You know, the perspective that he got on a lot of is interesting, but at the same time, he also somebody that then overcame it. I met him 2 weeks later, the Rolling Loud happened. So since I done met him, you see what I'm saying? It's like, you know, that's the time period where a lot of people, even having pre-existing relationships, yeah, fade away. I don't want to be too close to that. He pulled it in. Mm-hmm. You get what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And with him having all the shit going on, he got going on, you see what I'm saying? That speaks volumes to me.
There's a conversation that we have behind the scenes a lot, and the conversation is, who was wilder, Young 50 or the Baby Now? Or Young T.I. or the Baby Now?
I would say this is different because it was no cameras, no social media back then like that. Could you imagine with the stuff that T.I.
and 50,
did you know about?
Yeah.
I plead the fifth.
Now, what about with Ye?
I ain't about to get to talk about what I do off camera. No. Ye. Man, Ye.
Ye is a genius, man.
He is.
That man ain't crazy. That man knows something. You know what I'm saying?
You know exactly what he doing.
That man knows something. Both of them, they know something. It's crazy. Like, you know, and I was just talking to the TT, you know what I'm saying? Yesterday.
TT Torres?
Yeah.
What up, TT?
Shout out to TT, you know what I'm saying? Really held us down and let me still do the summer jam. You know what I'm saying?
No, she did.
A pivotal moment that was real big.
No, talk about that, because that was big.
Yeah, that was major. That's, I mean, you got to think about it. Like,
they
I go from being like one of the most sought out like performers, you know what I'm saying, in the game, to getting $20 million worth of shows on the schedule. Like, that's liquid money I would have had before the bars dropped.
Mm-hmm.
You get what I'm saying? Before $20 million worth of show, boom.
$20
million? $20
million. Yeah,
I swear, I'll show you. What, you about to pull it up? Don't pull it. I ain't trying to cry.
30. I thought Arnold was throwing a blush on it. $30 million.
You get what I'm saying? And not only that.
It just hurt my heart, man.
I'm telling you. And it's like a domino effect, man. Like the way the world's set up right now, man, it's all about popular opinion, you know what I mean? So to speak, you know what I mean? Whether it's for the good or for the worse, but it is what it is.
Did you think it would pass at some point, or were you thinking, man, this really might be it?
Nah, hell nah. I mean, you know me, they had to tell me to really, you know, I had to have, yeah, this is one of the people, you know what I mean, I talked to that gave me, you know what I mean, gave me great advice, because I'm from Charlotte, North Carolina, you get what I'm saying? So everybody being against what you got going on when you that is completely normal to me. You get what I'm saying? Like, I've been there, done that. You know what I mean? Whatever get
you
put
always
in front
ready
of me
to fight.
Yeah, and it ain't even fight. Like, mm-hmm. It's just, I'm never going to quit. You know, I get that from having a strong black woman as a mother. You get mm-hmm. what I'm saying? Like, I done, man, out of what I done been through since I done popped, that's the least of a burden, like what that situation like should have had on me. You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, I done, man, I lost my daddy since I done popped, my brother. You know what I mean? I didn't, man, that is nothing. You talking about somebody, allegations of what somebody think I meant to say? Mm-hmm. If I didn't mean what you think I meant, what you want me to do? Go look myself in the mirror. You did mean that. You do. You don't like gay people. I'm not tripping on gay people. I'm not tripping at all. You see what I'm saying? If I say what I say to get people to raise their cell phones and it's misinterpreted by people who watch a 5-second clip at home, you're not supposed to understand what's going on. You couldn't raise your cell phone if you wanted to. So you ain't supposed to be able to digest a clip, you know what I'm saying? A clip that has been altered and shortened with a narrative to go along with it, with enough people driving it, it's going to do what it do.
But I mean, we knew that wasn't your intention to offend. That's all I was telling you.
And that's what I was getting at. Like, yeah. When I tell you that, okay, cool, now let's move forward knowing that wasn't my intention, but you can't, you know, if I ain't murder a man, I don't care who say you killed him, mm-hmm. you can't. I did not kill the man, bro. You see what I'm saying? Like, I can't just want me to plead guilty to what they saying. Nah, it's gay people in my family. What I look like standing up saying, hey, yeah, nah, and agreeing with people to make the outsiders happy that's going to hate on me, take money off my plate anyway. You get what I'm saying? And really offend people who really do got love for me. You know what I'm saying?
Did y'all see something in the parking lot before you walked
on stage? Man, go ahead, man. I don't go to the parking lot. I pull straight in, but all in all, though, man, like, even from anybody, look,
stupid, man.
Because I ain't even spoken on like anybody mm-hmm. from the LGBTQ community, any of that. But I am not tripping on y'all. I ain't never had an issue with none of y'all. And any of them that done ran into me, you know what I'm saying, that done interacted with me, that done been like at my concerts, they know that. Oh, that type of shit would have been happening. Like, this baby, like, that would have been happening. You know
what you
saying?
Performing in this year? Your back performing?
Yeah, I was never off Rolling Loud. Shout out to Rolling Loud, too. They held us down the show. They support, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Through thick and thin. I was never off Rolling Loud. The Rolling Louds that I wasn't on the bill for is because I was already booked for every festival.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm.
So it was radius clauses. So, like, the one that was in New York, where 50 held me down, brought me out, I wouldn't on that one because I had the governor's ball.
All right, we got more with the baby. When we come back, don't move. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. We're still kicking it with the baby, Charlamagne.
What did you learn from the situation at Rolling Loud?
I learned a lot, man. You know what I'm saying? I learned, you know, when you, it ain't no different, man. It's just like any other business. You know, you get to certain levels in it, you know, and you got to make adjustments, you know what I'm saying, and move a certain way. It's simple, you know. I ain't know that ahead of time, you feel me? I'm just hustling, bro.
Mm-hmm.
I done said way more graphic before, bro. I said more graphic in the song I probably performed right before that happened, you get what I'm saying? So I'm not knowing when, you know, ain't nobody tell me, okay, at this point is when you got to watch what you say. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? It's not something that's taught, you know what I mean? But
that's why I like what TT did.
But I know how to learn. Yeah, I know how to learn, though. You see what I'm saying?
And we are glad you learned, and that's why I like what TT did, because it's such a slippery slope with hip-hop.
Yeah, y'all done taught me. But at the same time, you know, it's hip-hop.
That's what I'm saying. It's a slippery slope. When you start banning mm-hmm. artists for things that they say, it's like, okay, where does it stop then?
That's when we got to worry about where does it stop. At the end of the day, I think it's all about, like, the artists and, like, how they weather that storm. Because, I mean, really, with the way, like, the way I'm picking it back up right now, and you know, the rate at which I'm like putting out content and music, I could have did that immediately. Like, I was ready to do that then. I already had like 4 or 5 music videos shot, ready to go. Like, the video I put out like right after that, it looked like it was like a diss song or response to it. I shot that the night before Rolling Loud. Like, I was already locked and loaded. I, you know, and not only that, I still got the work ethic to be able to, you know, if I wasn't already loaded, I could have still, you know, did what I did. But at the same time, you know, I did, when I saw how much noise it was making, I'm like, let me really sit back and kind of, you know, be more sensitive to this shit, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I got kind of, you know, and on hindsight, you know, I feel good about it, you know what I'm saying? Just for anybody who might have been, it had to really affect somebody. It had to upset somebody.
Oh, it definitely did. No, it did.
I swear to God, it upset my bank. You see what I'm saying? So it had to really upset somebody. So I'm like, man, let me really sit back and you know, even though, you know, I don't agree with it, you feel me? Like, you know, if this the example that got to be made, if this what God want me to go through, you feel me? For whatever reason, let's do it. I'm with it.
On this album, YoungBoy, it goes at a better couple of artists that you cool with.
Now, he don't go at nobody on the album.
Well, nobody on the album? Okay.
No, I don't know.
Because you've been in that situation before where you do a record with somebody and that person might have a problem with somebody, and it seems like you're always thrown in the mix. Like, why is the baby doing that? That doesn't bother you? Do you have conversations before that or
what,
after
did
that?
I do what? Why the baby do what?
Like, for instance, like YoungBoy went at Boosie. Right? Mm-hmm. On the project. But you and Boosie's cool.
Yeah.
Do you ever have to be like, that ain't got nothing to do with me, that ain't nothing my
thing? The interesting thing you said, because you said I've been through it before, if the music...
But first, Tory Lanez. Like,
first and foremost, if the music I record, if it didn't already been recorded anyway, then it ain't nothing to talk about anyway. You see what I'm saying? Like, that ain't, you know, and I don't get into none of that regardless, you feel me? Like, that ain't none of my business.
How hard is it to deal with the internet in this era, man?
It's as hard as you make it, bro. Like, you can kill or not kill. The way I see it, you know what I'm saying? And it didn't, you know, and it's ever changing too, man. It didn't evolve since I done popped. Like, it wasn't as sensitive as it was when I first came through the door. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't have blew the way I blew, you mm-hmm. see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, that's what people gotta understand. I know we had to sit in the house for a year and some change, but don't forget that while you fell in love with me, I'm the that's gonna say what you, I can't believe he said that in the music though. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So when it's said outside of music and I'm expected to respond and clear it up, without using music, that ain't what I do. You know
does that
mean?
Bother you though? Because it feels like everybody has an opinion nowadays.
You know? Yes, you know, it's super opinionated. It's super sensitive. But
no matter what you do with your life,
yeah, it don't matter. So my remedy to it is that you know what to care about, know what not to care about. Because I don't want to just say don't give a fuck about nothing. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But at the same time, like, I don't value it until it get to messing with my money.
Now you have this song called Creeper on there. You know I'm gonna
He's
ask you
creeper.
About that.
I say that for lip service. He's a creeper.
I felt so bad for that girl boyfriend on that song.
Chill out, me too.
I did, man.
Me too. They ain't gonna like that song. They turn that off. That's one she gotta listen to by herself. Facts.
But do you have a rule with that? Like, I'm not gonna mess with a girl if she married, or I'm not gonna. Or you just
I don't mess with married women for sure.
That you know of.
That. Did I know of?
Yeah, like.
Oh, like if they ain't married. And
yeah, you might not know.
Married.
You might.
Yeah, I don't. Hey, you
what
know?
If they're separated?
I ain't into none of that, man. I ain't into that. Kill you.
That's right.
Kill you. That's what's
he'll do that over his girl, too, though.
Yeah,
over
that. Hey, that's wife, why though. I don't. Who told you I mess with people?
Girl, I heard right? The song Creepers, man. Dude, what you talking about? I listened to it this morning.
Facts.
No, but what about the rules for you? Like, okay, say
sometimes
you
that be needed, though. Sometimes people relationships they need that they need
oh, it helps
to
the
come
relationship.
In and get them up out of their situation.
But let's just say it's somebody you just meet for the first time, a young lady. Mm-hmm. Are there any rules, like, do you got to sign some type of disclaimer? How do you trust that?
He trying to make me put my business in. Keep it real, like I don't f around. I don't be out here mingling, man. I don't. Really feel like my like the first whole year I was in the game. Everybody tried me too. Everybody tried me.
Man, what song is that when you talk about f***ing a fan on this new
that's
project?
That's Creeper.
Everybody tried
that's Creeper. That is Creeper. Okay.
It started off like
me,
that.
Started, yeah, and that's
the
why,
whole song
and
about you f***ing a fan.
And that's why.
On
that's
the first night,
like,
you didn't even know her name.
That's exactly why I don't like getting in the mix. Nope, because, you know, it gets you in trouble.
Oh, so that one experience, you learned the whole lesson.
That's why I stay out the way. You know what I'm saying?
And your fans love you, boy. They grab
yeah,
you,
my
they
fans,
hug you.
Yeah,
they
I love
you.
Them back. Mm. Jump up in their arms like a baby.
Why don't you go on a date with Lizzo? I think yeah, you
Lizzo know what time it is. I call her Lil Sexy.
Have you seriously
she
shot your shot?
She accepted the nickname.
You haven't seriously shot
you. I ain't tripping. I got so much respect for that woman. It ain't even that. I just, you know, I just want to appreciate her existence.
Supreme he kind of blessing when he talk about Lizzo. Absolutely. Just a little bit.
She just look.
Then we'll get a little deeper. Then we'll get a little deeper when you start talking about Lizzo.
She know I like her. Now she just got Lizzo, a beautiful woman, man. She got just supreme confidence, bro. I love it.
Have you gotten back in good terms with Meg? Because I think y'all was in the club together and you was.
We was in the club with him.
I thought that I saw a video of you was in the club and you were saying, Megan, you know you love me or something like that.
Megan, you know you love me. I don't remember saying that.
He's like, I might have, but I don't.
I probably said, Megan, you know I love you.
Are you Megan? You know I love you. There you go. My
fault. That would be kind of arrogant.
Yeah, my fault. Yeah, that's what it was. Like, what Megan, you know I love you.
I'm not arrogant. I'm not a jerk. I'm a sweetheart.
Was she in the club? I didn't see.
Nah. I still do our songs that we got together and shit.
You got you.
I ain't one of them type of niggas, man.
Have y'all talked at all?
Nah, we ain't spoke.
But you're willing to, though. It's not like.
Yeah, no, talk for what we got to talk about.
That was so tight, though.
Open.
Okay.
Let's go up. We ain't got to talk. We can get money.
What you going to do different this year?
Man, I want to talk to me.
What you going to do different this year at Rolling Loud?
Different?
Yeah.
I'm going to go crazy, Charlamagne. Every time.
I'm going to pass the parking lot.
Yeah. I'm not going to talk about no.
You going to close your eyes and pass the parking lot.
He's going to skip the intro.
You know what I'm going to do? I'm not going to do no talking. I'm just going to go song. I'm on y'all ass. I ain't giving y'all a chance to breathe. People got to understand this is a live show too, bro. You got to give the fans a chance to breathe and relax and get some water. I mean, you know, y'all don't know, man.
All right, we got more with the baby. When we come back, don't move. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. We're still kicking it with the baby. Yee.
What'd you think about Dave Chappelle and his stand-up?
I f*** with Dave Chappelle, man. He had reached out. I got with him maybe like a month before that piece on Netflix came out. And I had came out to one of his shows. It was in Charlotte. I pulled up on him and we built backstage.
That's where I saw you.
Donnell Rawlings.
Taping his special that's about to come out.
That's where I ran into you at. So he told me, like, yeah, I got a piece coming out and I mentioned you on there. I held you down. You don't like what I did? I'm like, all right, bet. For sure, that's love. We went out there. We enjoyed the show, whatever. But yeah, it came out. And then I saw it. And I saw the clip and I'm like, I appreciate like the light that he shed on like the situation and the cancel culture thing, but at the same time, you know, bringing up the other situation, it could have sparked other, you know, putting more context around it would have helped it. Mm-hmm. That's all. But at the same time, I wasn't mad at it at all. Like he's a comedian. At the same time, it's brilliant. It was 1,000% facts what he said, so I have no problem with it. You see what I'm saying? I have no problem with it at all.
Other than the fact it was self-defense.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I would have liked that.
I would have liked that word to be added. You know, that would have been, you know, that's vital for me. That can be vital for me in several situations.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? For that word to, you know, that word, the reason why I'm here.
Now, even in California, recently at the Super Bowl, you got into an incident. Yeah. And people saying it's self-defense, right?
Yeah, somebody, incident got into me.
Somebody threatened you. Somebody threatened you.
Got into me, you know,
somebody threatened you online.
For several months.
Pulled up to a place that you were. Now, what happened in the incident? Because now I hear that he's suing you for it.
Yeah, man. I don't know how the world worked today, but yeah, I'm still scared of that situation now. I heard it was gonna be rough for me, so I don't really want to speak on that. You might pop up downstairs.
No, he told you that you couldn't come to L.A. Say it was on site when he see you.
Mm-hmm. I stayed away from L.A. for some months behind that too.
Well, thank God.
Boy, I hope I don't gotta run into him again.
No, I'm saying people don't understand PTSD is real.
Stupid, man.
No, for real. Anxiety is real.
He's trying to keep it. He's telling the truth. The man is terrified.
To talk like that gonna do something to you. Nah, I'm.
But how does that affect your situation with your daughter?
Yeah, that's unfortunate. You know what I'm saying? But I would expect that side to, you feel me? The way I rock behind kids or whatever, like. That ain't the way we play, you know.
Because you gotta fix that.
Yeah.
Just because you.
Yeah, my side. We don't rock like that. You see what I'm saying?
Because
Charlie
is...
could call my mama now, and my mama do whatever for Charlie right now.
Okay, that's important.
You see what I'm saying? Like, this how we rock, you know. So I don't know nothing about that, and I don't really care to. You know, I ain't passing judgment on nobody, but that should have been intervened over there on that side. Like, I don't know who you think daughter last name is. You get what I'm saying? Somebody said, "Hey, what you doing?" Like, you feel me? Because while you doing that, I'm right here. I needed training to hurt me, but I was so scared. I was just hoping I had my baby with me.
But Jesus, a bowling alley?
I really
was slipping and sliding and lefting and righting.
Did you wish you had on Kanye's boots, the sanitation boots, when he was on that slippery slide?
On my mama.
You had a lot of grip, right?
No, but in seriousness, I do hope
I had enough grip to run.
I do hope that you do that. Just because that is.
No, I'm serious. I ain't going nowhere. My last name, Kurt. I don't know nothing about being a as a father. I don't know nothing about it. Mm-hmm. So if you ever even seen a thing that even looked close to that with me, no, it ain't me.
Earlier you said every day you're getting better. Are there some things that you've done that you're like, man, I would have done that differently?
I ain't one to live life with regrets, to keep it real. Like, I could say that about a lot of shit. I don't, you know, it is what it is with me. Like, I ain't tripping. I wouldn't do nothing different. Whatever God want me to go through, let's do it. I'm gonna do it chin up, chest out.
Do you ever give yourself a time to grieve? I mean, between your pops and your brother, like,
I don't. When I grieve by hustling, I'm trying to keep myself busy. You see what I'm saying?
That's a trauma response, you know.
Absolutely. That's just what I know. Like I said, I was raised by a strong black woman. Like, you know, my mama raised three boys by her damn self. I don't know nothing about folding. You know what I'm saying? I'm blessed.
What's harder to navigate? The streets of the music industry?
Them the same. I started to say the music industry because in the streets, you got to worry about niggas and the police, but it's the same with the music industry. You got to worry about... No, the music industry is worse. You got to worry about police and the internet. Mm-hmm. Facts. I'd probably say I wouldn't dare go against my blessings and say the streets easier. Like, I wouldn't dare. I'd miss a blessing talking like that. I can't even fix my mouth to say that. Because at the end of the day, man, it's a blessing. So, you know, it ain't no blessing that don't come with nothing.
What do you say to people who say the baby attracts drama?
I say drama attract me. It ain't even that. Like, I don't, you know, it is what it is. Like, I do what I do. I live my life the way I live my life. I don't bother nobody. You know what I'm saying? So, I probably do attract drama. Like, but I don't, that's drama fault. That's drama coming to me. Like, I don't tell drama to come. I go from point A to point B. I don't trip on nothing. You know what I'm saying? Anything that come and, you know, and come get in front of me, it is what it is. I got to put my pants on just like everybody else. I just got to deal with it how I deal with it. It's just a microscope on me, you know what I'm saying? And the microscope only see the shit that's interesting enough to create negative narratives, you know what I'm saying? It very seldom catch the stuff that would shine positive light on it, but that's because I'm not out here trying to showcase that. At the end of the day, true character gonna outshine. It's gonna outshine the bullshit every time.
They said you're gonna spin the block again.
That's the only way.
You got another album coming, they said it.
Absolutely.
In another 3 weeks. So
you're going 4-for-4 like Wendy's.
That 2 years you took off. You F that now.
Oh, yeah, it's over for it. Going 4-for-4 like Wendy's. First three, Baby on Baby, Kurt, and Blame It on Baby, all three went platinum. Everything I never dropped and went platinum.
What's number four?
And it's dope, man. It's such a blessing. Like, I look now and I see a lot of the accomplishments artists having. Some artists that got in the game before me, artists that, you know what I'm saying? And I'm seeing them. I'm seeing accomplishments. I'm seeing artists go number one. I'm seeing people get their awards. I'm seeing people, you know what I'm saying, get their just due. And that's what I'm saying. I had to be set down, bro. I had to, because I'm seeing everybody accomplish things that I accomplished rapping 6 months. Mm-hmm. I did all that, you know what I'm saying? And I'm seeing, like, how happy these people is about these accomplishments, you know what I'm saying? And I'm seeing, like, how happy the people around them is. And it's just dope. I'm really living through them because I ain't really get to experience that. Like, I was, like, numbed out. You know what I'm saying? When I got BET Award, you know what I mean? Best New Hip Hop. This BET Awards, bro. You see me? Charlamagne, BET Awards.
Yeah.
Bro, that BET Awards, bro. That's, you know, that's major. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I done been to Breakfast Club. I saw y'all how many times? Twice or three times?
I don't remember.
Probably twice. But,
I remember the first time. I remember the time with Stunner.
But my point being, like, that's a major accomplishment for a nigga. I mean, like, that's amazing. I used to study Breakfast Club. I used to study people, like, people interviews up here with y'all. That's how I studied the game before I started rapping. Like, that's why I came in knowing, okay, boom, 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 boom. You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. All that. I did SNL, mm-hmm. performed at the Grammys, been Grammy nominated 6 times.
But you one of the biggest rappers in the world.
Bro, I'm telling you, I was the top streaming artist in the world. I was the top streaming rapper in the world for, like, 6 months. You know what I'm saying? Like, I done did so much. So when I see, you know, these accolades and these accomplishments all that right now, like, I live through them, you know what I'm saying? When I see how happy it is, I'm like, okay, boom, it made me appreciate my blessings too, you know what I'm saying? So I'm in a whole different space, you know what I'm saying? And I done learned so much, and I done actually had time to really, you know, grieve in spots where I needed to grieve it, instead of, you know, putting it out in the music, or, you know, pouring it all into my hustle, and really just, because I'm really hurting myself by doing that. You know what I'm saying? Well, I'm feeling like I'm protecting myself. I'm really just overextending myself. And then at the end of the day, when the big man, hold on, and press pause, I still got to watch the movie, everybody else in La La Land. You get what I'm saying? And so I'm back, and I'm better than ever. And I'm turned too, and I'm back smiling.
That's the most important thing. Long you happy, brother.
But let's get into a joint off this project you just put out. What you want to hear, man? Mm-hmm.
Let's do
Wi-Fi.
Yeah, I mentioned Wi-Fi. They want to hear Wi-Fi.
Let's do Wi-Fi.
We're going to do Wi-Fi.
Head off is hard, too, though.
Head off hard, too. I like Turbo. I like a lot. I like Little to a lot. I like a lot of them. BBL. See, I got to tell them lip service. I'm going to come get with y'all. I don't know if I'm supposed to be talking about that on Breakfast Club.
I know. That's the thing. There's a lot to talk about.
Right. Yeah, for sure.
But your lip service episode, I think, was our second most watched one ever.
It's lit.
And you were shy on there.
Mm-hmm.
He kept being like, I'm shy.
I'm a sweetheart.
Yeah.
That's what niggas say when they trying to finesse all these girls, man. Yeah, I know these Carolina niggas. I'm shy.
I'm a cupcake.
My goodness. It's the baby.
It's the baby, man.
It's the Breakfast Club.
Good morning. Now.
We're welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give us his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. CJ will be bringing his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show as well to give their unfiltered accounts of what really goes on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
State Farm Insurance gets it. Representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. State Farm understands and wants to help protect our communities by investing in our future, building off the hard work our parents have done before us. We all are looking to create generational wealth so that our families and generations behind us have a better starting point than we did. That begins with financial literacy. State Farm helps fund programs like Project Ready, a National Urban League program committed to the educational achievement of Black and Brown youth. To date, participants have been awarded over $11 million in scholarships offers as a direct result of contributions from State Farm. At Eating While Broke, we hear inspiring rags-to-riches stories on each episode from our guests, but with State Farm, you can begin to write your own success story. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
This is the Rumor Report with Angela Yee on The Breakfast Club.
All right. Well, when Kodak Black was on The Breakfast Club, he said something about T.I. trying to get him kicked off Atlantic Records.
Now, fool from a table. Big Boy and T.I. tried to get him kicked off the label. Like that. I'm saying all
T.I. and who? You said T.I. and somebody else. Big Boy?
I'm in my own land doing my own shit. I ain't worried about nobody. I ain't mad at nobody. I'm saying Trump.
All right, well, T.I. has since responded, and he went on Instagram and he wrote underneath the video, I don't know where you get this cap ass ish from, bruh. For the record, I ain't never wasted my time worrying about another N-word bankroll or record deal. Told you this in your section, face to face, personally, and booby trap. And I'll say it again. Much success to you, youngster. Stay focused. Here's what T.I. had to say.
Whenever I hear my name associated, it ain't true. I just try and got, you know, I try my best to at least for initially when I hear it to clear that shit up. Man, my ain't never wasted my time, energy, or oxygen trying to worry about you or nobody else and what motherfucking record label they be saying to, man. Nah, that ain't how I get out. I wish you the absolute best, and I told you that face to face in your section at Booby Trap. Told you, man, I'm happy for your success, and I wish you much more of it, and I wish you the absolute best on your journey. So I don't know where that shit came from.
All right, so there you have it. He's saying it's not true. I don't know where it came from. All right, now Kanye West.
Yeah, that don't sound like T.I. That's mm-hmm. not how T.I. get down. Like, if T.I. got a problem with you, T.I. going to address it towards you, but he's not going to play no behind-the-scenes political games to try to get you kicked off no label.
Right now, Kanye West has shared a poem to Instagram, and he simply called it Divorce. He said, divorce feels like full-blown COVID. Divorce feels like your doctor don't know-ish. Divorce feels like you're walking on glass. Divorce feels like you're running through a glass wall. Divorce feels like you're being bullied in a class hall. Divorce feels like you're getting beat up in the mall. So he had several more lines about what divorce feels like. He said, divorce feels like your teeth being pulled with pliers. Divorce feels like slower than paint and dryer. Divorce feels like nails in your hand. Divorce feels like walking in on your bride and your best man.
Yeah, divorce isn't good. Divorce hurts. We get it. It hurts. Divorce hurts. That's basically what he's saying.
Mm-hmm. Right. So there you have it. That's his poem on divorce. Sounds terrible, by the way.
It is.
All right, now D.L. Hughley is speaking on Kanye West and Kim Kardashian, and his remarks went viral. He was talking to DJ Vlad last week, and he gave his thoughts on how he felt about how Kanye is treating Kim and basically saying that he is stalking her.
He is stalking her. I don't think it's funny. I think that you can't write a beat so good that you get to do these things. And society laughs it off because they say, well, she showed her ass all the time and he's this and he's that and this. That. At a certain point, it is not unusual for men like that. The difference between him and a restraining order is about 20 hits and a couple of $100 million. Kanye wouldn't get no at all if he didn't write no hits. You know that. Like, he's not the kind of dude. He don't, like, he counts on the shit that he, this.
Nah, what he said was true. Absolutely. He's not lying. Absolutely true.
Kanye West behavior is lame and is certified sucker stuff. I should be able to say something else other than stuff since y'all just letting F words fly. But the man did a video killing her current boyfriend and folks just laugh. Like, come on, man.
When I said
that was anybody
clown,
other than Kanye West, y'all be killing him.
Everybody said I was hating and I was wrong. I said the same thing months ago. Mm-hmm. It's all clownish. And like you said, if you're a father, mm-hmm. just imagine if Kim is your daughter and her ex is doing that, moving next door and doing all these things. How would you feel? You would want to beat the brakes off of her.
And are you going to feel like this about every single person that Kim may date in the future? It's almost like you're trying to scare every man away from her by making Pete the example. But it's like, yo, Pete don't bother nobody, man. Come on.
All right. Now, Will Smith and Michael B. Jordan are teaming up for I Am a Legend 2. So according to Deadline, they're saying that Will Smith is reprising his role for the new film. And I don't know how. But I guess
what happened?
I thought he died at the end.
Yeah, I Am Legend, he died. Remember the zombies came and ate him up and ate the dog and the lady went away. And so how would Will Smith be in it?
But they did say there was an alternate ending on the DVD and the Blu-ray in which he survived.
Unless he comes back as a zombie and they figure a way to turn the
guys,
zombie.
What? It's a science fiction movie. They can do anything, right? It's a science fiction film.
Facts.
Yes, they can figure it out. And we'll watch. I love I Am Legend. That's a great film.
Yeah, so it was feeling like that in New York for a while when the pandemic first started and you were going outside and nobody was outside.
Mm-hmm.
So I Am Legend 2 is coming together. We don't know what Michael B. Jordan is going to be doing, but they're both Will Smith and Michael B. Jordan are going to be producing the project as well and co-leading. All right, that is your rumor report.
All right, thank you, Miss Yee. Charlamagne, who are you giving that donkey to?
Man, I need Senator Lindsey Graham of my home state of South Carolina to come to the front of the congregation. We'd like to have a word with him, please.
All right, we'll get into that next. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. Your mornings will never be the same.
As the largest black-owned bank, One United Bank knows you. They have your back with two-day early pay, unapologetically black Visa debit cards with no monthly fee and a highly rated mobile app. Join One United Bank at oneunited.com today and spread the word.
Charlamagne, say the gang, dunk it under shade, man.
You are a donkey.
It's time for Donkey of the Day.
Donkey of the Day does not discriminate.
I might not have the song of the day, but I got the Donkey of the Day.
So if you ever feel I need to be a donkey, man, hit me with the heat.
Yeah, it's a Breakfast Club, bitch.
Who's Donkey of the Day today?
Well, Donkey of the Day for Monday, March 7th, goes to Republican Senator Lindsey Graham from my home state of South Carolina. Drop on the clues bombs for the Palmetto State one time. I miss home, man. I got to get home. Haven't been down to South Carolina since last summer. But Lindsey Graham, old ladybug is wildin'. Okay, look, man, one thing the late, great Dick Gregory said was, stay out of white folks' business. And I feel him. And look, that's not just a race thing, okay? When we say white folks, we just mean powerful people who are usually old white men, okay? Financially powerful, politically powerful. They are usually, you know, old white men, and their business usually impacts us, the civilians, folks on the ground who have to deal with whatever rules and legislation they are implementing to increase their bottom line, usually at our expense. So it's hard to stay out of white folks' business, as Dick Gregory used to say, because their business usually impacts our business. But sometimes you really just got to scratch your head and realize how above us a lot of this stuff is. And this is one of those times. See, by now, we all know Russia has waged war on Ukraine. The why? I don't know. Has a European ever needed a reason to colonize and go take some land that's not theirs? Come on now. But what I do know, whatever the reason we think it is, us, the general public, we probably way off. That's why I don't really get caught up in any of these discussions about the situation, because we don't really know what's going on, y'all. We just know what they tell us. But every now and then, there seems to be a glitch in the matrix. And when you see a sitting senator call for the assassination of a world leader, then, oh, you best believe this is bigger than Nino Brown, baby. See, Lindsey Graham tweeted, "Is there a Brutus in Russia?" Referring to one of the leaders of a group that killed Roman dictator Julius Caesar. "Is there a more successful Colonel Stauffenberg in the Russian military?" Referring to the German army officer best known for his failed assassination of Adolf Hitler. The only way this ends is for somebody in Russia to take this guy out. You would be doing your country and the world a great service. Lindsey Graham continues, "Unless you want to live in the darkness for the rest of your life, be isolated from the rest of the world in poverty, and live in darkness, you need to step up to the plate," end quote. Sometimes I really think we are aliens because this isn't the planet I grew up on. And then I think, no, this is the planet we grew up on, but there wasn't platforms that allowed you to post whatever it is you are thinking in real time. There is no filter from your brain to your thumbs to the world. Okay, that's how it goes. From your brain to your thumbs to the world, just that fast. All right, everybody's talking out loud. Social media is everyone's inside voice. Twitter in particular is everyone's inside voice. Lindsey Graham didn't just think that on his own. That was a discussion I'm sure he had with colleagues. And being that we live in this anything-goes society, he decided to tweet it. Brain, thumbs, to the world. Now, surprisingly, there was backlash from the left and right. Okay, Ilhan Omar said, "I really wish our members of Congress would cool it and regulate their remarks as the administration works to avoid World War III. As the world pays attention to how the U.S. and its leaders are responding, Lindsey's remarks and remarks made by some House members aren't helpful." Ted Cruz RT'd Lindsey and said, "This isn't an exceptionally bad idea. You think? Use massive sanctions, boycott Russian oil and gas, and provide military aid so the Ukrainians can defend themselves, but we should not be calling for the assassination of heads of state." One of the most baffling responses came from Marjorie Taylor Greene, who always has some nut ass stuff to say. All right. She said, "We need leaders with calm minds and steady wisdom, not bloodthirsty, warmongering politicians trying to tweet tough by demanding assassinations. Americans don't want war." Let me tell you something. When Marjorie Taylor Greene, who has questioned whether or not a plane really flew into the Pentagon on 9/11, has said Barack Obama is secretly Muslim and accused the Clintons of being murderers, when someone like her says that what you said was irresponsible, dangerous, and unhinged, then it might be time to reevaluate your life. Now, Lindsey Graham spoke more about this on Fox News. Let's listen to what he said.
"If the Ukrainian people continue to fight as brave as they are, I think eventually the dam will break in Russia. But I want to say this crystal clear, without apology, without equivocation, the world would be better off if Putin were gone tonight. And the best way to end this war is not American boots on the ground, but for the Russian people to rise up, reclaim the honor of their country, and take this guy out, Putin, by any means necessary. And if you don't understand that, you don't understand this war, and you don't understand the world in which we live."
That's the same kind of talk that caused an attempted coup on January 6th here in America, by the way. Take back your country. Take back your government. Rise up, America. Look, man, this is an easy call for Donkey of the Day in regards to Lindsey Graham tweeting this. But why did he tweet this? What do they know that we don't? Last year, Vladimir Putin had a higher approval rating among Republicans than Joe Biden. He was the belle of the ball. Now Lindsey Graham wants him dead and is publicly tweeting about it. This is why the late, great Dick Gregory said, stay out of white folks' business. This is why he said that. Okay, the Russians helped the Republicans win a presidential election. All right? Just last year, even though there was tension between Russia and the USA, he was still that guy. And now, Lindsey Graham wants him dead. We can speculate all the reasons why, but the reality is none of us know. I sure don't. I just know my cancer intuition is telling me something isn't right. U.S. senators don't just tweet out assassination attempts on heads of state, okay? There's something going on behind the scenes that we know nothing about, and I truly feel they are setting the world up for something. I'm from South Carolina. Lindsey Graham is a smart, calculating guy. He wouldn't let something like that fly for no reason, okay? Look, man, in life, it's not what you know, it's what you think you know. And right now, we all think we know something, but what we are watching is MTV's Diary of Russia and Ukraine. And guess what? Whatever you think about this war, you think you know, but you have no idea. Please give Senator Lindsey Graham of South Carolina the biggest hee-haw.
All right. Well, thank you for that donkey today. Mm-hmm. Up next, we haven't done this in a while. Let's slander the Breakfast Club, all right?
800. Oh, a little humbling this morning?
Yeah,
I'm for
humbling,
that.
A little humbling. 800-585-1051. If there's something you don't like about me, Angela Yee, or Charlamagne, or all of us together, 800-585-1051. We allow you to slander the Breakfast Club, all right?
So yeah, basically, right whatever. Now. Basically, whatever y'all say in the YouTube comments, you can just call up and say now live on the radio.
Yeah, pretty much, right? All right, it's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. Is your power 105.1. The Breakfast Club. Envy, Angela Yee, and Charlamagne the God.
Keep The Breakfast Club humble with slander The Breakfast Club.
Slander The Breakfast Club. Hello, who's this?
Yo, what's the word? Envy is Mellow.
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 Long time no hear.
What's up, Yeezy? How you feeling?
Good, how are you?
I'm doing great. I'm out of slander, y'all, so I got to start with the ladies. So, Charlamagne, bring that ass here, boy. Charlamagne, why your body built backwards, big fella?
What does that mean?
What does that mean?
I don't know, but his body on backwards. Envy, you already know what I'm about to get to. Your lace front beard, bro. You need to tap in with Angela Yee and get it right. Come on, stop playing, bro.
Private labor wholesale day on the 20th in Detroit.
Oh, I'm a slide. You already know the vibes.
Okay, what about me?
You can't slander you. I just got to get them. You feel me? You can't slander you. There's nothing we can say about you.
Aw, thank you, boo.
Yeah, that was kind of whack, Mello. I expected better from you. And also, too, on Power Force, whoever was doing Envy's beard is doing the Beijing on Power Force.
No, stop it, man. I don't have Beijing. But goodbye, Mello. Hello, who's this?
What's going on? It's Lou. Lou from Best Style. I want to slander Angela Yee. I don't know why she's giving relationship advice and she ain't in no relationship. She need to lead that to the guys who survived cheating and all that.
I am in a relationship for like 6 years.
Right. Oh, okay, my bad. Well, you always sound like you're single and all that, so.
How do you sound single?
I don't know. You always sound biased. You sound like you're always teaming up with the girls and all that.
Like I'm a woman, right?
You damn woman.
I mean, listen. It got to be therapeutic.
You're right.
It got to be therapeutic. So, Envy, you always talking about Kanye and all that, like he a clown. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, if your woman Gia was to leave you, you won't be crying like a little girl too.
Yeah, I would be. But I ain't going to be doing some of the stuff that he does, spitting at, shouting at people, screaming at people. Some of the stuff he do, I ain't going to do. I got morals. I definitely ain't going to put it on Instagram, my kids and all that, and them on TikTok. There's, you know, certain things that... The way me and my wife raise our kids, we do it privately.
Right, Envy just going to cry, that's all.
I'm just going to cry.
You're going to do it with great. And you got the light skin.
And it's kind of... It's kind of wild. It's kind of wild to say that you don't like seeing your daughter on TikTok and the things that she could be influenced by, but then you do a video where you show yourself killing somebody, depicting yourself killing somebody, your girlfriend's, your ex-wife's new boyfriend.
And I just heard you talking about Pete Davidson ain't do nothing to Kanye. Wasn't he on SNL talking that junk, that mental health junk? Aren't you a pro advocate, Charlamagne, for mental health? And he was making fun of Kanye West.
He wasn't making fun of him. He actually said to Kanye, you should take your meds. Because, you know, Kanye likes to make light of the fact that, you know, he doesn't negotiate with therapists and, you know, he doesn't need his medication. And Pete said, you should take your meds. Because guess what? Pete's on meds, too. He said that in the sketch as well. Did you watch it?
Well, not really. I just watched the social media skit.
Yeah, of course. No doubt.
But listen, on some realness, I want to give y'all a shout out because you guys are my therapy every morning. I love to listen to y'all, and, you know, I gracefully listen to y'all. So I really didn't want to slander y'all. I just wanted to kick it with y'all. I appreciate y'all.
All right. Thank you. That was a light slander.
Thank you, brother.
Hello, who's this?
Go get a real therapist, though.
Hello?
Good morning. This is Lady Plug.
Lady Plug.
Hey there.
Hey, Lady Plug.
Hey there, DJ Envy and Charlamagne Tha God.
What's happening?
I was calling in to say, DJ Envy, please find a new accent. I'm so sick and tired of you saying, who you giving that donkey to? I'm like, oh, Lord, can you say something else?
All right, who you giving that donkey to? Who you giving
okay,
the donkey to?
Let's try another accent. Let's go with the accent from where you're from.
Give
Let's
me that donkey.
Or maybe you could say, to whom
talk
are you
like
giving
you
that
Dominican.
Donkey?
I got this, I got you.
Yeah, talk like you're Dominican.
I'm not Dominican, but give me that donkey, son.
You are.
Yeah.
That's not how Dominicans talk.
You said give me that donkey. You want to get the donkey?
No, I don't want the donkey. Lady Plug, goodbye.
Goodbye.
All right, man. Slam to the Breakfast Club.
800- I'm going to be honest, yo. Y'all not going hard enough. This is kind of whack, yo. 800- this is kind of whack. I need y'all to go harder. Go like y'all go on YouTube. Where the YouTube comments is at?
800-585-1051. Slam to the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Keep the Breakfast Club humble with Slam to the Breakfast Club.
Hello, who's this?
Yo, what's going on? It's T from Brooklyn, you heard?
You heard?
Brooklyn.
Yo, check this out. Y'all want to slander Charlamagne.
Go.
Okay,
right,
I'm
cool.
Here.
I want to slander your show. I think your show is good, but I be feeling like there's an agenda, and you be knowing what you be doing. Like, I think it was like the first or second episode where you had that fat black conservative. You had them debating the HBCU cats. And I'm just thinking to myself, I'm like, the whole time, I'm like, yo, he would never be able to do this to Candace Owens. And then
I didn't have no black conservative. What black conservative was on?
Yeah, you did. Nah, you did. I forgot. I think
it was you talk about, yeah. You talk about the sketch. You talk about the critical race theory sketch where the guy went to HBCU to try to push critical race theory. Yes.
Yeah. Oh, and that's another thing about the critical race theory thing, too. You had another person sitting on... across from some comedian. It was like a white lady. She was from New York. You don't remember what I'm talking about?
Yes, a professor. I know what you're talking about. I can't remember her name. She was debating with Jordan Carlos.
Yeah. And you were sitting there talking about some, I'm the exception, not the rule. I'm not sitting there thinking of myself. I'm like, so he thinks just because he's on the radio, he's the only black person that got his pockets right? I'm like, that don't even make no sense. How you would expect?
That's not what happened. Whoa. Shut up. Okay, now you got to shut up. All right? What happened was the white lady was saying, she hit me with the, what about you? You're a black successful person. And I said to her, I'm the exception, not the rule. Meaning that just because I'm successful.
What makes you think? Why?
What do you mean?
No, I'm saying why. Why do you think you're the exception?
Why what?
Why do you think you're the exception?
Because I know I'm the exception because I got eyes and ears and I can look around and see that it's a lot of people that look like me who are doing good.
Well, have a good one. We got to get to some more people. Hello, who's this?
Good morning.
What kind of stupid ass statement is this dude making?
You just say he wanted to get at you. Now when people got at you, you saying he's stupid.
Because that's just wrong. Like, yo, when white people say that, you have to check them. White people love to do that. They love to point at you and be like, but you're successful. Why can't everybody else be successful? Like,
hello,
no.
Sir. Would you like to slander the Breakfast Club?
Hello, who's this? Who you want to slander?
Just threw me off. See, that's what I'm talking about right there. So for me, slandering the Breakfast Club, I don't like when it's probably a pre-recording, but I don't like when you say, it's your boy, DJ Envy, Charlamagne Tha God, Angela Yee, and Charlamagne might not be there today. So... in the morning, I do my 420 thing. I smoke my ganja. So now you got me confused for the most part. I have to say, this is a pre-recording. Charlamagne not here. I got my friend like, friend, I just heard the interview. Charlamagne is over-sarcastic. I ain't heard him say a peep, not a vowel, not a nothing. Why are they steady acting like he's here?
Okay, the interviews are pre-recorded.
That's a good question.
Just as a little sidebar, insider note. But the show is live.
And actually, I think... And I think it's just a habit, you know what I mean? Like, we all still say each other's names even when we're not there. I usually say, like, oh, Envy's not here today, or Angela Yee's not here today. But I get what you're saying.
I don't hear you say that, Charlamagne.
Well, I'm sorry if you feel that way. I know smoking sometimes might get you a little.
You be high.
She's like, I'm confused.
You be confused. Hello, who's this?
What's up, DJ Envy, Charlamagne Tha God, and hi, Miss Angela Yee.
This Hello.
This is Tario.
What's up, Tario? Who you want to slander?
I want to slander all three of y'all, man.
Go.
Straight up.
Yeah, let's go. Let's go.
When I get up in the morning, y'all know I get up 3 o'clock in the morning drinking stallions. I've been needing some breakfast. I don't need halfway breakfast. I want the grits. That's Envy. I want the eggs. That's Angela Yee. And I want the bacon. Charlamagne. You know why? That's a full breakfast. Y'all been late all this year. Somebody gonna miss a day. Somebody gonna not have a connection. And you just take too much vacation time. So I need you there every day.
Okay.
Hello? Okay.
We'll work on that.
All right.
I'm taking my vacation days. I don't know what to tell you.
Bro. Hold on. Charlamagne. And I got that book, Dr. Rita Waters. I appreciate that. And she say, Harriet Tubman would have freed over 20 more over thousands and thousands of more slaves only if they knew they were slaves. That's
they quote.
Volumes to me. Yeah, that spoke values to me. So y'all have a good morning. And yeah. Don't forget me, Gene, on all platforms, Stack of Hundreds. We're going to hit 17 globally. Me, Gene, Stack of Hundreds.
All right, man.
That's right.
All
Salute
right.
to Dr. Rita Walker, too, the unapologetic guide to black mental health. Great, 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 great read.
All right. Slander the Breakfast Club, 800-585-1051. We got rumors on the way?
Yes, let's talk about Real Housewives of Potomac. Why are Gisele Bryant and Robin Dixon trending?
All right, we'll get into that next. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Listen up.
It's just in.
All the gossip. The Rumor Report.
Gossip.
With Angela Yee.
It's The Rumor Report.
The Breakfast Club.
Well, Pusha T went to social media to let us know what happened with him and Pharrell. He put hashtag hear me clearly out now. I know Nego, the album, March 25th. Fun fact, Pharrell heard this song and told me, it's cool, but I don't want you to be a mixtape rapper for the rest of your life. I was devastated. He then flew me out to Miami and proceeded to produce the first half of the best album of the year. Moral of the story, always push your friends to be greater even when they're the greatest.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's dope. That's dope that at 44 years old, Pusha T can still take constructive criticism and advice, because some folks that age are stuck in their ways. And if you try to tell them something that can, you know, better their performance, they get angry and defensive. So salute to Pusha T.
But I would also say they've known each other since they were teens. So it's a different relationship. You know,
and then he did fly him out and produce the first half of his album
mm-hmm.
on top of all that. All right, now LeBron James, let's discuss what he said on the latest episode of Uninterrupted's The Shop series. He talked about not being regarded as one of the greatest scorers the league has ever seen. Here's what he had to say.
The crazy thing is I'm not like a natural scorer. I love like getting my guys involved. I've always been that way. I've always like the point of seeing my teammate succeed off my pass or having like I've always been that type of guy. And to sit at the top of the food chain and the most points scored in the history of the game is like, it's weird to me. Like, they don't ever call me. When they talk about the best scorers of all time, they never mention my name.
Did that piss you off?
Yeah, it pissed me off.
All right.
Interesting. I never thought about that until he said it, but he's right. And,
really?
And you know who else they do that to? They do that to, yeah, they don't mention LeBron when they talk about the best scorers in the league.
He's
and
three
they
the
don't
list.
Mention they don't mention. Yeah, but they don't mention him, just like they don't mention Karl Malone and Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, ironically. And I think it's because of how they got their points. Like, they weren't as flashy as Allen Iverson or Kevin Durant or Kobe or Michael Jordan. So when you think scorers, they don't get mentioned.
Now, Karl Malone, yes, but Kareem, they definitely mention. And I always hear them mention LeBron. He's number three. He just passed his person. He's number three in the all-time scoring list. They always mention LeBron.
Yeah, but those are stats. Those are scoring leaders. But when they talk about all-time great scorers and like how you know you can't really stop them when they don't really mention those people like that. I don't hear it. Not like they do the Kevin Durant's and Kobe's, even Carmelo. James Harden.
Melo's on that list. Harden's
those are you think all-time great scorers. You think those people. But I think it's just because of how they get their points. That's all.
Well, speaking of James Harden, Gisele Bryant and Robin Dixon from Real Housewives of Potomac, people were not happy about something they said on their podcast, Reasonably Shady, as they talked about James Harden's beard.
Yes, going from the Nets to the Sixers.
But do the Sixers really know that's James Harden? Because no one can see his face. Because that beard is the most disgusting thing I've ever seen.
He clearly loves his beard.
He does. I want it to be gone.
I just hope it's sanitary.
You know? Anytime I see them, I automatically know and feel in my gut that there's fried chicken in their beards. Fried chicken grease,
Watermelon? Can you be racist?
There's some Colt 45 in there.
Oh, no, watermelon. Now you're racist. Nah, I'm being real racist. This is horrible. Let me just stop while I'm ahead.
Colt 45.
James Harden, I beg
of you. There's definitely some blunts.
And some blunts. Some ashes. Oh, the whole thing smells like weed. I know it does. Okay, I don't even know if he smokes weed. We're really sorry. Harden, cut the thing off.
All right, so people did not like the stereotypes that they used when they were talking about James Harden's beard. Fried chicken.
Oh, God.
Watermelon grease, blunts.
How many times do we have to have this conversation?
What conversation?
Like, I promise if you simply do some research on how fried chicken and watermelon became a racist stereotype, you wouldn't even look at them as racist stereotypes. White bigots literally made us put a negative stigma on something that used to be a sign of success, freedom, and wealth. The way y'all feel about fried chicken and watermelon is actually how y'all should feel about the N-word.
I had watermelon yesterday.
All right, now.
And fried chicken and watermelon used to be signs of success, freedom, and wealth. And white bigots literally put a negative stigma on it.
Yep.
Because of the happiness and what it represented for us as a people back then. Stop it. And now, make sure you listen to the Reasonably Shady podcast on the Black Effect iHeartRadio podcast network, too.
Let's show some love to NLE Choppa and his girlfriend, Marissa.
So sad.
Yes, they unfortunately have suffered a miscarriage, and NLE Choppa's girlfriend, Marissa, posted about it. She said, talking about this is so hard, but with Bryson next to me and being my supporter, this has helped me more. Here's what they had to say.
7 wasn't where he was supposed to be.
Probably 6, no. Determining his weight. To that fat lady single or whatnot, I ain't really counting no nothing out. So I ain't want to come to that conclusion. But, yeah.
So they did a vaginal ultrasound and a regular ultrasound, and they couldn't find his heartbeat at all. And so
yikes.
I had to proceed with doing the rest of what I needed to do. So we had lost him.
Yeah.
So sad.
Yes, so our condolences and prayers go out to you during a difficult time. That is your rumor report.
All right. Thank you, Miss.
Yeah, definitely sending Choppa and his queen healing energy for sure.
Absolute. Whole family. All right. Up next is the People's Choice Mix. Get your request, and it's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. Your mornings will never be the same.
Have you ever wanted to own a piece of Breakfast Club history? Then this is your chance. Breakfast Club NFTs are almost here, exclusively with One Of, the Green platform. If you've been curious about NFTs, this is the perfect way to start your collection. So don't wait. Hit up oneof.com today for more info.
We got a shout to the baby for joining us.
Yeah, salute to the baby, man. Make sure you grab that Baby and Young Boy album.
That's right.
Okay, I love that song, Wi-Fi. You're going to die about that internet.
And also, you can check out the full interview on our YouTube page. You can go check that out right now.
Yes, indeed.
And don't forget, tomorrow is International Women's Day. So show some love to all the hardworking women who are around you and all the women in your life.
I was going to ask. So last year, Charlamagne and I, we had the day off because we just felt it was right. Let the women run the show, control the show. So we going to do that
again. Now you're lying. See, no. See, right now what you're doing is taking credit away from a woman, because our boss, Coach Thea Mitchum, came up with the idea to remove all the guys from the station that day and let the women take over.
We're going
to
do that again.
So
see how you talk about we
took the day off, we decided to do it. You see how you did that just now?
I think I should be suspended for doing that.
You just wanted a day off when they told you you weren't having to come in. You were like, great.
Envy said he should be suspended. I agree with you, Envy. I think I should be suspended with you tomorrow for the day.
For saying that, I think I should.
Now, we could do that this year, since for whatever reason this year they're not doing that. We could take a stand and say no.
Well, we did that 2 years ago. It wasn't even last year, right? It was 2 years ago, I thought.
No,
it was last year.
I thought it was last year.
Yeah. 2 years
ago. Okay.
All right, so let's take that stand, Charlamagne.
No, you know what? Now we got to alternate, because last year we did Jess Hilarious came in and hosted with me. This year we need to do a day without women.
A day without women?
Yeah.
That don't make sense.
It does. It makes perfect sense.
That makes zero sense.
Yeah, so tomorrow you guys.
On International Women's Day, do a day without women?
At work. And then we can go out and support other women. I think that's what we're going to do. Let me make a call. All right, y'all have fun tomorrow.
Now, it's time to get up out of here. Charlamagne, you got a positive note?
I do, man. And, you know, the positive note just comes from some stuff that I'm observing in the world, man. You know, America isn't perfect by any means, and our democracy isn't perfect by any means. But when you read stories, you know, like 4,500 Anti-war protesters in Russia were arrested in one day yesterday. You know, 1,700 got arrested in Moscow alone. And in the last 11 days, more than 10,000 people have been detained for protesting. And Russia banned Facebook and Twitter on Friday, the attempt to stop information from getting out. When you read stories like that, you should really be thankful that we live in a country where we are allowed to at least, you know, speak out and protest against the government we live under. So just know the things you take for granted, someone else is praying for. And that's the positive note. The things you take for granted, someone else is praying for.
Breakfast Club, bitches!
Y'all finished or y'all done?
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Imagine you ask two people the same seven questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same seven questions, including Courtney Cox, Rob Delaney, Liz Phair, and many, many more. Join me on season three of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Seven questions, limitless answers.
It's like the police knew who he was before they got here.
From iHeart Podcasts.
The medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
He's breathing right now?
Yes, he's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, oh, everyone knew.
I'm Paul Pringle, an investigative reporter for the LA Times. Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.